can save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
Mike's alive.
Good morning, Chicago. I'm Ron Calgill. The Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. Do you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do? You can give us a call, 877-711-5611. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. You can give us a call, 877-711-5611. We've got open phones right now, so get your questions in. In the first hour, we'll be taking your calls, and we'll have the Mighty House Tip of the Week with Rich Calgill. In the second hour, we'll be taking your calls, and we'll have Clutter Clarity with Robbie Earhart. And in the third hour, we were going to be talking to Mary Ellen Guest from the Chicago Bungalow Association, but she had an issue, so if you're going to be tuning in for that, we won't be doing it. Instead, I suckered an old friend of the show to come in, and Ash Nissan will be here to talk a little real estate.
It's just a little blatantly honest.
A little too much? All right.
Well, I was only going to tune in for the bungalow report. Yeah, I guess I'm out. I'll go cut the grass now. Bye.
Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline, it's 877-711-5611. You have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right. And with that, Robbie came in dancing and all that stuff for Facebook, but Facebook isn't working right now.
Yeah.
Randall's working on it. Oh, we are up on the Facebook now. So now you can do your dance again.
Because nobody knows I just walked in the door.
Until you just told
they
them.
They do now.
But my record is perfect. Since about what? I don't know, last week?
A couple weeks ago, yeah. Morning,
what
Robbie.
What is that wild machine in the parking lot?
Morning, Rich.
Why are we giggling?
Huh?
Why are we?
Because we were already talking about it. You don't like his slingshot?
What? I don't know what it is. It's some hybrid something.
It's a three-wheeled go-kart motorcycle car thingy.
Does it have a trunk?
No.
So what am I going to do with all the expired beer that's in my car?
I have no clue.
I guess Trixie.
Oh, look, Randall's in. He's got a trunk.
So here's the thing. Does beer, Ron and I off air have talked about this. So I have a bunch of Henry's Hard Water.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
And, okay, so it's expired, but I have bags. I have a big bag of it in my car.
Uh-huh.
And so the question is, Randall, you're like, it's expired. It's been in my car in 95 degree.
Here's the thing. You're actually talking
to an ex-beer rep. I wouldn't feed it to my roses.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm talking to an ex-beer rep?
Yeah, I used to sell beer for a couple different breweries. So any beer
questions? Wait a minute. You used to work for a sewer company. You're rotting out sewers. You didn't like that. So then you went to a brewer company?
No, I was rotting the sewers at the beer, at the distiller, at the brewery.
Oh, okay.
Six of one, half dozen of the
it's
other.
It's funny because he's wearing a beer t-shirt today. Mm-hmm.
And one I used to sell for.
And
get out. What a weird coinkydink that is.
Yeah. Beer actually will stay pretty good for about 6 months to a year if you keep it in a dark, cool place.
Oh, it's been there.
So much the trunk of your car.
Not so much
95 degree weather.
Not so much.
See, that's what concerns me.
Right. How long has it been in there?
A week.
Week back? Okay. No, the hard stuff mm-hmm. has been in my car for two weeks.
But that's not that. What's
the
that?
Hard
that
water. Hard,
that's different. That's yeah. not beer.
It's that. No, that's okay.
Malt liquor.
Yeah, that should be okay actually, because what happens is the only thing that really heat doesn't affect hard malt liquors and beer as much as light does. UV light is what gives you that skunky taste in beer.
So,
oh, that's a Heineken.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
So, first of all, let me give out the phone number in case anybody
nice
wants in on this
like
conversation. If you want in on this conversation, it's 877-711-5611. So, I went to a client yesterday. Get this.
Okay.
This is all Mighty House talk.
Okay.
I mean, Rich.
Okay.
Rich was giving me the look. He's settling in.
Yes.
I'm not giving you a look. I'm just letting you go.
But it all has to do with houses. So I go to a client yesterday. What was the temperature yesterday?
96?
Yeah.
95, 96?
She says, oh, my 85. Gosh, I'm having, and if she's listening, this is all true. I'm not talking, you know.
Out of turn?
Yeah, this is all true. So she goes, yeah, my closet's, you know, needs work, and my basement needs work, but you know what really needs? I'm having, like, the baseball team, the kids' baseball team, all their families over, and I really want to clean out the garage in case it rains. And it's 95 degrees outside.
Uh-huh.
Robbie cleans out a garage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was miserable.
I was on the roof most of the day.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
So what I do when I clean somebody's house, and this is my clutter clarity tip, you just start at one corner and you just work your way around. And people get distracted and they're like, oh, what's over here? I'm like, Angie, start here, just work around. So there's a cooler. So I open it and it's all condensation on the outside of everything. I go, oh, well, this looks, you know, when you open it, it looked cold. And she's like, oh, that's been there since October.
Oh, that's not good.
Why is that not good? If you said if it's just the heat, not the...
It depends on what it was.
Did it freeze?
Yeah, did it freeze? What was it? What was in the cooler?
There was beer, which all is in my car right now if you want to go look at it.
Well, here's what we do. After the show, we'll bring some in, and Randall can try it.
No.
And if it's good, then he can put it in his trunk. If it's bad, then we throw it in the dumpster that's next to his car.
I'm going
to
bring it in during the hour break, and we could do this as a segment. So we have hard water. We have beer. I don't even know what kind because I don't drink beer, which says it expired. I think that one is maybe February, which is no big deal.
That's still good.
And then we have some soda, some soft drinks.
Okay. The soda should be okay.
If it didn't freeze.
Yeah, if it didn't freeze, it should be fine. The beer, depending on what it is, which should be fine. I mean, depending if it's a heartier beer, that's actually kind of wanted. You know, for your heavier stouts and stuff, like all the craft beers, you want to age those because it actually changes the flavoring a little bit and mellows it out. But if it's like your standard Miller Lite, no, you don't want to age that too much.
That's not good brand new, let alone in 6 months.
If you like the taste of corn, then yes, it's great.
Okay, well... What an interesting. So yeah, so that's I saw your that vehicle outside, which again, it's very Spider-Man, Batman like.
Uh huh.
Superhero.
Yeah. Thank you. So, is this a new toy?
No. It's a loaner. I traded it for a motorcycle for a week, so I'm giving it back to the guy today. So that's why I drove.
Is this the guy who we had on before?
Uh-uh. No, he's never been on before.
Because we had that one guy where you could. Like a timeshare a motorcycle?
Oh, yeah. No. That's not through Twisted Road, no. I have rented motorcycles through Twisted Road, though.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So if you want to just rent for a weekend and you want a motorcycle, you got your motorcycle license and you've got your insurance, Twisted Road.
Hey, Randall, people on Facebook are saying there's no audio.
Huh?
Trixie said we can't hear you.
Huh?
Rich, why don't you give Trixie a hard time for saying that?
Huh?
Huh?
I get a hard time.
I just gotta ignore her.
Uh-huh. Yeah, see?
Easier. 3 hours.
Well, your backdrop is looking real good today, Rich. You're nice and clean.
Well, yeah, I'm in studio as usual.
You're in studio. That's good.
So please call us, 877-711-5611. How long have you kept things in your car and eaten or drinking?
them. You got audio now.
Eating or drinking them. Eating
or drinking. If you've got old beer, if you've got old soda pop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Potato chips.
Oh, pff. Forever.
Yeah, but until the humidity gets to it, then they're nasty.
But usually potato chips are now in like.
Yeah, no,
like
a half-opened bag, though.
No. You know? That's gross. Half-opened bag.
We'll be back with more Mighty House right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live, MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline. It's at 877-711-5611. You have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. For those of you on the Facebook, Robbie is soaking her eyeballs right now. So that's that.
It was a late night. Gotta get the red out.
Okay, good. I thought you said you didn't drink.
I don't. It was a late night.
Oh, just a late night.
Yeah.
Cleaning out that garage.
Yeah, whatever.
Uh-huh. Good. Well, let's see. Let's go to the phones and let's bring... Oh, you got... Look at that. Randall takes care of all that stuff.
Randall.
Like, boom. And, hey, Will, you're on Mighty House.
Good morning. Good morning. Wanted to do a little segment on the Will Report. I've got an expose for you.
Okay.
It applies to home inspectors, but also to contractors and things like that.
Okay.
NBC and CBS this week aired segments about home inspectors being lousy.
Yes.
What it was a shocked news segment that was put together by a group called Checkbook.org, which is a website referral service.
Uh-huh.
And they presented it like it was local, but actually the house was in Virginia. The standards of practice that they said the home inspector should meet are way above any standards of practice that I know as far as what you're supposed to find.
Right.
And when they shot it in Virginia, Virginia was not a licensed state yet as far as home inspectors. So it was a piece of fake news that they put out there. They shopped it to 18 major markets around. And we're trying to get a hold of CBS and NBC to do a counterpoint to it.
Yeah.
But it brings up the bigger picture that you have these website referral services. For example, Home Advisor, which is really getting almost extortive in wanting people to sign up for it. If you want to, you know, have your services recommended by Home Inspector, you have to pay them.
Right.
And also Home Advisor now owns Angie's List. So you get better ratings on Angie's List if you're a Home Advisor member. There's also a group out there now called the USHIA, United States Home Inspector Association, that what they're doing is they're finding home inspectors in various areas. I'm on that, by the way. And they basically post that this guy is not certified for professionalism and safety by us. So if you do a search, you'll find this U.S. Home Inspector Association say that I'm not certified, which is basically them just flooding Google with stuff in order to get us to join. They're charging like $135 a year. So
to have your name on their good list.
Right, yeah, to have your name on the good list. The same thing with checkbook.org. They have us there, but they have no reviews, and they say, we don't know anything about this guy. So, I would recommend to the public, if you're looking for someone to do work on your place or to do a home inspection or anything like that, go to the websites that are more reputable, such as Yelp. I mean, you can pay to get extra advertising on Yelp, but you don't have to. If you Google me, for example, on Yelp, you'll get me, but the first two listings, little small listings above mine, are going to be for other home inspectors who pay for referrals. And just because you pay for referrals doesn't mean you're bad.
Right.
But I would recommend that people really do their due diligence, and the best thing to do, like if you're looking for a good contractor, talk to your home inspector. We know guys.
Right.
And
well, and then what's what's the NACHI website?
NACHI.org.
NACHI Chicago.org.
Okay.
Or you can go to the national website, NACHI.org, and put in your zip code. It'll show you all the NACHI inspectors in that area.
Right. And then
and plus there's tons and tons of information there too.
Right.
For the general public.
Right. And that's
not just
that's a membership based thing too, but you guys have continue education. There's a lot of stuff that goes on there. And it's not
right.
The thing with referral services, and it happens in the, you know, remodeling and construction part of things too, is that they are you know, they charge for the lead. So then, you know, depending on this on what they perceive the size of the job to be financially, then they charge you to give you the person's name. So we tried those years ago, and one of the things they were doing was recycling the lead. So if Mrs. Homeowner put her name on there and said, I want to talk to three contractors, they would just keep resending that every couple of months. They would resend those names back out to people and then charge the contractors for that name. You know, and and I would call people and they say, oh, no, that was a year ago. In the meantime, now I got to go fight the referral company to try and get my $25 back or whatever it was, you know. So
the thing I was objecting to more than anything else is these referral companies, they get names of people. Like, for example, they went to your company and they put it out on their website and they say, this guy is not certified by us.
Right.
You know, it's a negative.
Well, it's true, though. You're not certified by them.
Extortion thing, which I don't like.
Yeah. Well, what Rich just said, too, is that you're not certified by them. So that it's
you're
not
certified by NACHI. I don't worry about any of that. I mean, when we said,
I mean, NARI has certification, but you guys have known standards that are pretty tough.
Yeah.
You know, from what I understand, you can't be NARI certified until you've been doing stuff at least a year, going to classes and things.
Yeah.
Same thing with NACHI. I mean, our certification with NACHI, our continuing education requirements are three times more than the state of Illinois requires.
Yeah.
So associations, when you see certification, make sure who is the group certifying and what are the standards of that certification.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yep.
That's the trick.
Yep. All right, go, Rich.
No, it's, I agree with him.
Okay.
But remember when Angie's List first came out, you know, people, you had to have people put you up there. In other words, you couldn't put yourself on Angie's List to be a client. But then once somebody did, then Angie's List starts annoying you to pay up, to move up.
Right.
And then people got this bright idea that they didn't have to pay you for change orders and things anymore, or else they would just post a bad review of you on Angie's List so they don't pay you.
Yep.
So I want nothing to do with any of those.
Yep. But see, you don't have a choice. Like with Yelp right now, you don't have a choice. You know, they can still just go on there and do that. So
yeah, but at least, I mean, on Yelp, you can still respond. Better Business Bureau, you can still respond. You know, the problem with all of them is that if you have a dispute and it's resolved, they don't take them down.
Yes.
And that's the bigger thing, because the majority of this stuff is usually miscommunication or, you know.
Well,
there's thieves and bad people out there.
Sure.
But, you know,
and some
I know you, I know me, and you're not going to make 100% of the people happy 100% of the time.
Nope. Guaranteed.
But, you know, you just can't have all that floating out there.
Right. Yeah. But and they use, some people use that as a club. You know, to like you said, to not pay change orders and stuff like that. So, it's tough.
I found Yelp to be fairly accurate and honest in doing stuff, and it's not somebody that if you don't pay them, they're gonna, you know, slam you or bring you down somewhere. If you pay them, they'll give you a little bit more visibility. But it's and the other thing too, Google reviews. About 80% of the Google reviews are reviews that Google has swiped from Yelp to put on their webpage as well. So, why produce it yourself when you can just sweep the web for it?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, much easier.
So that's it. Just let the buyer beware. That's always the good way to do it.
Yep. Well, that's what we're here for, Will, is to help people find the right way and get things done correctly. So, appreciate the phone
call. Thank you for letting me rant for a while.
no problem,
How's
brother.
How's it going, Will?
Excellent. So there we go. You know, I guess all these referral sites, referral services, you have to, you know, you can, I think you use them, but then you have to watch out for like the Home Advisor ones. When the contractor has to pay just to be able to talk to you, what kind of quality person are you going to get then? You know, especially right now, everybody's busy. Everybody's swamped. And to think you're going to get somebody to come out and start on Monday, if you called them today or, you know, by in a week, it's just, it's almost impossible. So, it's just, you know, a service company that does HVAC or plumbing and they're a service contractor. Yeah. Okay. So they might be able to get out there pretty quick, but any major bathroom remodel or, you know, anything like that, any remodeling, major work you're going to do to your house, you're not going to get them out there next week. It's just, it's not going to happen. Everybody's too busy.
What about minor stuff? Because I have a lot of clients who want somebody, and I have to say, you know what? I have a guy, he's amazing, but he's really, really backed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're better going right now, going to one of the neighborhood sites, like I've talked about, like Nextdoor Edgebrook before, and searching for a handyman because...
Oh, no, they're swamped.
Everybody's swamped.
Yeah. And trying to find... Yeah, you know, people to hire to get to do that, you can't do it, you know.
And it just got worse down here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, ICE has been rounding people up.
Yeah, so now you guys are losing.
The labor
force
just got cut by a third.
Oh, jeez.
Actually, they're only rounding up people that were deported and came back illegally.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's funny. A lot of people didn't show up. A lot of guys didn't go to work yesterday because they're afraid to leave their house.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So,
but that just it's messing up everybody's schedules. The other side of things is, you know, and we can talk about this after the break, is the job that we ran into this week where the electrical wires are just running through the whole condo unit. It was dangerous, borderline criminal what these guys did. So, you know, jobs are getting extended because when you walk in the door, they go, oh, well, since you're here, can you do this?
Right.
You know, well, I was here to change the light bulb. Yeah, I know, but can you just do my bathroom now? So, you know, you got that kind of stuff going on too. So it just, and once we get in there, you want to finish things up and move on to the next job. So, you know, it's just trying to get anything scheduled or do anything right now is just, it's brutal. Just don't think you're going to get it done overnight. You know, that's the thing that's going on right now. There's a labor shortage. Everybody wants something done right now. And so it's just going to be a little difficult. So if they can get out there tomorrow, be a little leery.
Right. And that's one thing I want to talk about.
Timothy Leary. Go ahead.
Also after the break with the picture that I showed you this week of the client with the ceiling issue. You know, she called three different people.
Mm-hmm.
One scheduled the appointment and then canceled, said, something else came up. One didn't show up, and one said they were coming and never heard from them again. So, where do you find good help these days?
Mighty House. There you go. Give us a call. 877-711-5611. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day.
This is Mighty House.
Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. Also, AWM Construction, AWM Roofing, that's easy to say, awmroofing.com. And he's busy too, so be patient when you call. He'll look at it within a week or so, but he's not going to get it done right away. So emergency stuff, he might be able to pull off. Fast Signs of Lincolnwood, that's 80 at fastsigns.com for more information. And, of course, our buddies over at Mr. Floor and MrFloor.com. All of that up there on the Facebook, rotating through there. So if you're watching, say thanks to those guys. And podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611, and you'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And also, we are posting up the tips of the week and clutter clarity. We're putting that stuff on YouTube, so you can go to our YouTube channel and just look for Mighty House Radio Show on YouTube, and you can find us right there. Which is another thing, Rich. Maybe we ought to just put small links in the newsletter to help drive people over to our YouTube channel.
I was thinking about that.
So we could do that. And if somebody wanted a newsletter, how would they go about that?
Probably hack your email. Or, nope, go to mightyhouse.net. Click on the Contact Us page. Just fill in your first, last name, email address, click on Submit, and you'll receive that every Friday, and you'll know what's going on Saturday, basically.
Boom, done. Quinn just showed up, too, by the way, just in case anybody wanted to know. All right. So let's go back to what we were talking about before the break.
Yes, I wanted to talk about the picture that I showed you.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, so walked into the client and they have a small area. See everybody who's watching? A small area like this.
Like this.
Yeah, from the ceiling and it's crumbling. Uh-huh. And okay.
Crumbling?
The paint is peeling. Like, okay. The paint is peeling.
But
yeah.
There was another little unique thing there that makes it look like it's a make sure that it's a water issue, not just peeling paint. It was also starting to discolor.
I did not know that.
Yes, there was a brown ring. So what happens is, as water drips through wood, it grabs the tannins and the oils from that, and then as it soaks through your drywall and your plaster, and it evaporates, it leaves all that on the surface, and then that's when you start to see those brown stains.
So that's how you can tell the difference between just peeling paint and a water leak?
See, there you go.
Okay, so here's the thing. Backing the truck up.
Beep, 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 beep.
One moment. Beep, 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 I think that sometimes, Rich and Ron, you may, I don't know, get tired of repeating the same thing over and over. And even though I've been doing this show with you guys for 7 or 8 years, when I come across these things, I still have to question what I know mm-hmm. and call you guys.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think we can repeat things too many times, Rich. You know, I really
no.
don't. Because, go ahead, what were you going to say?
Tell me what you learn.
Right. So I knew that there was an issue with the paint peeling, and I thought it was a water issue.
Right.
But then my questions are the same, because until I remember it. So I sent Ron a picture, and I said, what is it? I said, it's, you know, a first floor ceiling under a second floor bathroom. He said it's either a curtain that's not closed or the gasket on the toilet. Okay. But my question, which is I can never remember, is how, so obviously you can repair that, but how do you know when there's too much damage on the boards, the wood, whatever is the support?
Oh, the framing, the structure of it all?
Yeah, the structure. When are you going to go, oh, crap, it's going to collapse?
When you walk into the second floor and you find yourself on the first floor.
Mic drop.
Don't hit my mics. He never did anything to you.
Aww. But you know what I mean? So I know, like, up to a certain point, what do they say about knowledge? A little bit is a dangerous thing. Up to a certain point, I know. And then I go, crap, I can't remember the rest of it, which is this something to worry about?
Yeah. I mean, eventually the ceiling would fall down. You know, it would collapse. And then the floor tile and everything upstairs would start to come peel up and deteriorate. And then the subfloor would start to go. The floor would get soft. And then eventually you'd step through it. I mean, that's a long way off.
You'd know it gets spongy before it gets bad.
Yeah.
So then let's say it's the toilet gasket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get a plumber in to replace that.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy.
Mm-hmm.
What would there
have
ever...
Have the kids close the shower curtain
well,
all the way?
Well, that's the thing. It's one of those half showers, you know?
What do you mean?
It's like... You've seen those, it's like a glass shower kind of thing with a nice tile all over. And
how's that? Tile all over?
The tile all over. It's the glass. And it doesn't have a shower door.
Okay.
How do I explain that? So, you know, it's like a three-quarter
shower?
Yeah, it's a walk-in shower, three-quarter kind of thing. So the glass, right, the shower is open. So there's no shower curtain. It's the kind where.
It's like, is it just a, you just walk around the panel?
Exactly.
And it's just open.
It's open. Right. So you said the shower curtain isn't closed good enough. So the possibility on this is.
People are walking out. they get out of the shower and they walk out and they stand there and it drips and it's just running down, you know. So you'd want to check and make sure the shower base is caulked in and all that stuff. Or that there's a mat.
A towel outside the shower, maybe.
Yeah, okay. To catch the water when you step out. Or dry yourself off inside the shower stall.
So it's not possible, like, that the shower spray is coming out three-quarter
thing. Oh, yeah, that is, too.
So you just have to make sure.
Yeah, keep an eye on it. And you know, the other thing is, when you're looking for water leaks, especially in the bathrooms like that, you can run the shower head all day long and have it go, and it'll never leak. You stand right in there, and the water hits your back and sprays on the back wall, and the leak starts instantly. So you have to – sometimes you have to be in the shower to do it. Just like, what's that – wasn't that a Kohler commercial where the plumber actually tested out the –
Yes.
So yes, you have to get in the shower. Not that I've done that. I mean, you don't do that. You just you can hang a towel on the shower head or – tell people to take a shower, but then you have to look around. Sometimes it's just the escutcheon plate around the shower valve itself that maybe there's a broken seal there and the water goes down through there too.
But how do you know if it's not dripping? You're not going to see a drip, are you? Because
no.
They would have seen a drip.
Yeah, then that's a major leak.
But you don't know if you don't, because you're like, just watch for it.
Right.
Well, how do you know what to watch for? Sorry, Rich.
Rich?
No, if it was leaking, then you just sort of, you monitor it and you try to kind of watch what people are doing or track what people are doing as it recurs. So if somebody's in the shower for 45 minutes, then maybe it's this very small leak and it just, if they take real long showers or something, then it becomes moisture on the ceiling. So it's just a matter of figuring it out. It's not that easy to figure out leaks in showers.
But are you going to see moisture? The only thing they see on the ceiling is peeling paint.
And the stain.
No one has ever seen drips or moisture up there.
Okay. So then the next step would be they have a product called Upshot. You uh-huh. take the loose paint off. Take Upshot, which is just paint. Spray that on there. That will seal it, cover over the stain. And now you know that you've got even paint, an even paint color. You go upstairs, you check everything, make sure it's okay. Don't use the toilet for a couple of weeks. Only use the shower. And then if that reoccurs, the stain comes back, then you know it's a shower. Or that doesn't happen. So now you start using the toilet again. If the toilet's and all of a sudden it starts to come back, then you know it's the toilet.
Got it. Okay.
Or you can just tear things apart and start caulking right. and sealing everything.
Or potentially you can call the plumber who won't get out there for 3 weeks or who will cancel
yeah.
and just have them replace the gasket with that Sani seal.
You could do a Sani seal if you want, yeah.
Sure.
I like those.
Mm-hmm. So, Rich, none of this is, I mean, it's not bad that I haven't figured this out yet, that I have to keep asking these questions.
No. That's fine.
Okay.
That's how everything works, man. You just gotta keep figuring it out.
But you're not in the battle every day, mm-hmm. you know. So that's different than Rich and I, who are, you know, we're in the mix of it every day for, you know, 60 hours a week, 70 hours a week. So we run into more, we see more, and so we're up on top.
See more.
Yeah. It's crazy. I really should like have some.
You think you should know more because you've been in here with us for so long?
Right. And and I'm a home organizer,
mm-hmm.
but I'm asked questions like this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like assumed I should know this kind of stuff.
Sure.
Which surprises me.
Because you're in the service industry.
But.
The you know. Service industry, yes.
People ask me about furnaces all the time. I don't know. You turn the thermostat, it goes to hot, or you turn it, it goes to cold. I mean, there's the extent of my knowledge. You
I
know?
Thought you knew everything.
And if not, when you get into the furnace, when you take that cover off, I can sometimes make things work. But that's
the lights are all green. It must be good.
Yeah. Oh, what's the flashing thing? What's that mean? So yeah. No, taking the furnace apart. It's not that I couldn't go learn it. I just never have. I just call the furnace guy. Here, come fix it.
Understood.
Replace it. You know. Because that's just. It's another set of tools, which would be the great part. But then, you know, more knowledge of all that stuff. And then you need you got their specialty stores to go buy all the parts for that, and you got to carry right. more parts. So just call the heating guy. That's their job. So, and isn't there a license too to be able to get the Freon out of all that stuff and all the equipment
well,
for the Freon?
Well, there is now, yeah. You have to have a license to purchase it and all that. But those supply houses are actually protecting their contractors now too. They
yes.
won't sell to the general public, even general contractors.
Correct.
You have to be, you know, a HVAC guy.
Right. Yeah. And luckily, we've got some, you know, right next door to us, and so we can walk over there and go get stuff if we need it. But
Aaron,
yeah.
Why are you talking about a shower show?
Shower show.
Yeah, he says a shower show is completely different. No one said anything about a shower show. Very confused, Aaron.
Mighty House After Dark.
Oh, so that was Randall, by the way. Randall said that.
It's too hot to be witty, Randall.
Oh yeah, there you go. See that's the ticket right there. So
you guys are. It's hotter up there than it is here.
It's hotter yeah. in here than it is outside.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
What's on the tip of the week, Rich, coming up next?
Was got to go along with the bungalow thing.
Okay.
Eight things to make your life easier during a remodel.
There we
nice.
Go. Coming up right after this.
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that stud finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live. MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts or preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline, 877-711-5611, you'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And right now is about the time that we do the Your Name Here Tip of the Week with Rich Cowgill. So how much time do you got there, Rich?
Whatever you give me.
All right, because here's the other thing that we need to start talking about. You can watch this, you know, if you're going to watch us on YouTube or if you're watching us on YouTube right now, and you can catch up on older tips there if you missed them. And if you hit the subscribe button below, you can be notified when we post new ones. Because sometimes we do them on Monday or Wednesday or Thursday or whenever we get to them. So that way you'll
when
know.
You got time.
Yeah, that way you'll know. So just hit that subscribe button and we'll get you notified of.
On YouTube.
On the YouTube, yes.
Yeah. Go to our YouTube channel, click on subscribe.
There you go. So that's it. So I think we're ready.
That's our YouTube channel, Mighty House Radio Show?
Yes, Mighty House Radio.
Mighty House Radio.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Boom, done. Shaka-laka right there.
Absolutely.
Here we go.
Okay, Sparky.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
All right. So here's nine tips for a stress-free and successful remodel.
Oh, there you go. So is there one. Such a... There's no such thing.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Ish. Remodeling is always stressful. Like, you know, you got strangers in your house. They're going to be there for a few months. I mean, it's stressful. So let's try to decrease that by doing a few things. First, plan ahead. So making product selections early can prevent delays later, right? So if you've already done the Ferguson or to, you know, the plumbing supply house and you've made all your selections, you know what fixtures you want, you know what appliances you want, doing that early makes things go much, much faster. Gather yes. the manufacturer and model numbers. Two, plan for the future. Think about long-term maintenance, energy loss, or energy conservation. Repair expenses can add up quickly, so make sure you use materials that are durable and will last. I mean, you could buy something cheap today, but you're going to have to replace it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now you're paying double plus the labor, so it's not worth it. Spend a little more up front and not have to worry about it.
Well, can I counteract that a little bit?
Sure, can counteract that.
Sometimes people want to just, like, build the space. So give us the square footage, and, okay, we'll just put luxury vinyl flooring in now.
Luxury.
Because it's luxury vinyl. And then later on, we'll go ahead and put the wood in, you know, because we just can't afford to put wood flooring in right now. But the vinyl's a little cheaper, so we'll throw that in for now and then change it out. So there are situations like that. Create the space and then fix it up later as you go along.
Oh, absolutely. But know what can and can't be changed easily.
There you go.
You know what I mean? But what I'm talking about is long-term maintenance, though.
Okay.
Or energy conservation, where, you know, you're not going to go back in and spray foam your attic.
No.
Once, you know, while it's open and exposed is when you want to do that.
Right.
Same with, like you say, siding or something. You know what I mean? You might only, if you can only afford vinyl, that's fine. Put vinyl up. But if you put up wood siding because you can't afford even the vinyl, just figure you're going to have to paint it every 5 years. You know what I mean? So you're just increasing your maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Use professionals. Hire remodelers who've experienced. Membership in NARI is always good, but even the NAHB Remodelers Council. But use professionals. Ask for references. Visit job sites and or call references. You know, when you're hiring a remodeler, and I do it even when I hire new subs, I want two or three jobs they're working on right now, and I go visit the jobs.
Go see how
it's going. Be afraid to ask. I go see some of their work or even talk to clients. I mean, your house is typically your largest investment, so don't take it lightly. Don't just hire some guy because you like the price. Make sure you're comfortable with it.
Okay, so you ready for this? I was walking through a basement looking at a house yesterday.
Yeah.
All brand new copper, and that's what the listing said. All new copper, all new plumbing. So you follow the copper, and then as soon as it goes into the wall, you can see where it changed up and went to cast iron. And where it went through and it went to galvanized.
Galvanized.
Yeah. So it looked all good, but then as soon as you started looking a little bit further, you realized it wasn't. So just imagine what the electric's like and everything else. So that's the stuff you kind of got to watch out
for. That's how I always said I'd rather buy a house that's untouched. I mean, if it was all like my last one, you know, where it's gold shag carpet and the Mediterranean, the dark doors and all that.
Yep.
But it was awesome because nobody ever did anything to it.
Yes.
And it showed.
Yes.
Now you know you're starting with the bare bones that are good.
Yep.
I would be so afraid to buy a flipped house other than the one you did.
Thanks, Rich.
No, I'm serious. Because, you know, it's just paint on a pig.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You know, I mean, it's nothing. And then they're all at the box stores, you know, getting everything they need.
Right.
Like, ay, ay, ay.
Remodeled by Benjamin Moore.
Awesome. Yeah, there you go. So number five, be a good boss. It's important thing that you can do during a remodeling project other than write checks is treat your remodeler with respect. Don't believe everything you see on reality TV. We really do have to do things differently depending on where you live. That's part of it. And the other thing is if you actually just treat people like with respect, because I've had clients that'll either treat you like you're hired help.
Mm-hmm.
I had one that because we were doing an addition on their house, they decided they didn't have to shovel their driveway ever again during the winter. So when I would arrive for work, I had to shovel the driveway to get materials in.
Yep.
I mean, just some real a-hole stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they want extra work done, you go, oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And you're paying for the shoveling of the driveway, too, in this change order, by the way.
Yeah.
But if you're nice to your contractors, you know, little stuff usually will get done.
Coffee, you know what I mean? Coffee and cookies. Goes a long way.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I say, though. Just respect.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, we're not hired help. We're there to work on your house.
Just say it.
I can't remember.
2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Detailed contract. So if you jump into a remodeling contract with an ambiguous contract or no contract at all, you might as well hire an attorney right now. The contract has to be specific. Your state may require certain things. Illinois does.
Mm-hmm.
But it should list quantities, manufacturer model numbers, and finishes. If it doesn't do that, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
If it has allowances, I have no problem giving people allowances. but make sure they're realistic.
You mean $50 for a shower valve isn't realistic?
Not unless you really love Mon Chateau. Mon Chateau is the most inexpensive, longest lasting faucet you could ever buy.
Yep. And it looks exactly like that.
Yes. But they never break.
Yep.
All right, changes. So hidden obstacles and changes in your in what you're designed. I mean, once you see it in 3D, you know, it's framed or whatever, you might change your mind a little bit. Well, if that's the case, make sure you get written change orders. The change order should call out exactly what work needs to be done, how much it's going to cost, when it's going to be completed, and it should be signed. If you don't have a true dollar amount, ask for a ballpark figure and put in there not to exceed.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can maintain your budget. Number 8, remove valuables. If you got a project starting, do not leave expensive items throughout your house that, you know, are at risk.
That could break.
So, yeah. We know of a story of a vase that happened that way.
Yeah.
Oh, tell me the story when we get back.
And then communicate. Always talk with your remodeler. So you know what's going on.
This is Money House. Nailed it, buddy. Nailed
it. Money House will return.